sources of power. Sources of power. What are the sources of power? The sources of power are from many sources, from many directions. We can have wind, we can have the sun, we can have all sorts of areas where power comes from, gasoline, oil, what have you. The atomic nuclear power stations are a wonderful source of power that are easily handled and have been used for many, many years and unfortunately haven't been revised much during that time. But they've been used for many, many years. And that atomic power source is something that people get frightened about. And why are they frightened? Because somebody frightens them. For years, these atomic power sources have been serving parts of the world very effectively and very beautifully. And then along comes somebody who says, oh, it's terrible, just because one station had a burnout and a problem. But how many people were really killed from that? How many people were really damaged? How many lives were misused? What sort of radiation has been taking place that disturbs the world from these power activities? We've had sort of a misleading story. It came to us from many stories, many sources, but when a person has a store, and in that store they have merchandise, and people come in and they want to buy merchandise, the storekeeper and the clerks are going to do their very best to sell the merchandise they have on hand, the things that are available from the store immediately. And the people are going to likely say, yes, I want it now. I want to buy now what it is that I want to buy. This is how life goes on. But what do we do about that? We sometimes say that we should not have change. We should not have differentiation of our power sources. We sometimes think that here we have these airplanes, and one airplane crashes, and there's a big hullabaloo made about it, and the world becomes frightened and says, oh, cancel them, don't let them fly, don't let them do these things. And yet, when we work with percentages, we find that the number of people injured in an airplane crash, and how often that happens, how seldom that happens rather than how often, it's rare and beautiful and wonderful. We have rather good arrangements with all of the utilities, with all the activities that go on in this world, to be a benefit more than a detriment to humanity and a blessing. Unfortunately, the CO2 carbon gases and so forth that are going into the air are limiting, but we too will find a way to curb that by using other sources. And of course the atomic energy source of the power plants is one good way to do that, because it exudes almost no pollutants into the atmosphere whatsoever. Kind of nice. What are we going to do about our life? What are we going to do about our world? What are we going to do about new things that come up? Are we going to allow ourselves to fight them and say, no, they shouldn't happen, no, they cannot be done, no, it is not right? Or are we going to investigate it and say, hey, this is a new avenue of thought, this is something new that we can consider, how wonderful, how wonderful, how wonderful. And truly, that's just what it is. How wonderful, how wonderful, how wonderful. You and I have the ability to live in this lifetime. We live a scheduled number of years that we are enjoying this life experience. And we have come to this world, to this universe, to this dimension, to express and to live a happy, joyful life. Now, the fact that there are some problems, the fact that there are some things that we are working on, that we are taking care of and curing and bringing into a better response, that's just the way life is. But is it something that should threaten us or frighten us or make us feel bad about ourselves and the world? For if we allow these things to frighten us, then we don't step out and do it. Where is the most powerful source of all knowledge, of all wisdom, of all that we are? In the universe, where does it dwell? It dwells in our minds. It dwells in our thoughts. It dwells in the attitudes that we have about our experience. And when we call things good and very good, then things begin to reveal themselves as truly being good and very good. When we call things bad and negative and unhappy and not beneficial, we begin to look at things from that point of view and create things from that point of view and experience things from that point of view. Now, we know this. We know this psychological action of the mind. We know this psychological action of our world and our thinking. And yet, we don't take charge of it. Our world is made up of our thought. Now, when we say that the atomic energy plants are safe and beautiful and well-run and powerfully planned to bring energy to the world as we like to use our energy, then it is done. When we say it's not good, then we look for all of the problems that it might have. If we were to look at the life of a child growing from an infant in a good community, in a happy, healthy community, in a world of a first world nation where it has everything. Does that child, do some children in that world go wrong? Do some children in that world have problems that are upsetting to the world around them? Yeah. Why? Was it because they're born in abundance? They're born in a wealthy atmosphere, a healthy world, in a bright, cheery world? Or is it because they're born in a negative world where things are a little tougher? It all depends on what our attitude is about it. We can be master of the entire world right now, you and I. We're master of it with our thought. And we say to the world, all is in divine order. And we let the past be past. We let all those things that have disturbed us and that have destroyed us, let that be past. Because if we concentrate on it, if we concentrate on one nation having their land taken from them and another nation going in and taking over them and diseases being rampant in certain countries and so forth, if we let that take over, then that will be our concentration and that will be our demonstration. What is it that you want out of the world? What is the source of your energy, the source of your power? If the source of your energy and your power is yourself, how wonderful it is. Because whether we like it or not, the source of all energy and all power is the atomic energy, is the atom. And the atom is the substance of the universe. It's the action, it's the power of the universe, it's the utility of the universe, it's all. No. So it seems that our training ourselves to understand the atom and use the atom and program the atom is very important. And so, how do we program an atom? How do we program ourselves? How do we program our universe? With our thought. Our thought is the only activity in the universe that is consistent and that makes no pollution. That is, it could be polluting, it could be negative, but it also could be positive. And so let's look at all of life from this day forward and call it good and very good. Let's look at every source of energy that we consider using and look for its beneficial ways. Be aware of how it is maintained and bottled and encapsulated in batteries and what have you. But what it is the most important thing to do is to, with joy in our hearts, use all the sources of energy of the universe. With joy in our hearts, use all the genius within us. With joy in our hearts, take every atom in the universe and let it be harmoniously existing with every other atom. And when we do that, then there is peace on earth, there's health on earth, there's a wealth on earth, there's abundance on earth, there's everything that is good. And it's all by our choice, because we are the greatest source of all power in the universe, right within ourselves. And as we use it, marvelous things happen. Join me in this awareness today, for it is our reality today. Right now, all is in divine order and operating 100% efficient, effective, and beneficial for all the universe. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.